Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this week?
Wonderful. Really good. Thank you kindly.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I want to get right into it. We ran kind of longer than we normally do last week, and we could have gone on probably for another hour. It was just really, really good information and good talking, I think.
I sure hope so.
We've had a few people leave comments
I remember I got quite political with my comments, but what the heck, I think that what we need to do is get beyond the conservative and the democratic, or whatever they call them, liberal. Sorry,
or
I don't
politically
remember the
correct, maybe?
Well, no, not even that. What I mean is, the Republican and Democrats in America, or the conservatives and what are they called in Canada? Liberals. It's the left and the right, and are we going to be fundamentalist, or are we going to be relativists, or whatever? We need to get out of that. We need to absolutely get out of that, because if we don't start thinking long term, holistic, we're going to so mess up this world that it's probably going to go, well, to hell in a handbasket.
And that's what some people think is happening.
Oh, yeah, the Armageddon. Yeah, some people would like to actually get there quicker. once you're convinced that that the way to bring the second coming of Jesus Christ is to cause the destruction of the world, then I guess you're going to work towards that.
Yeah, and certainly that seems to be the direction some people are heading in.
Yeah, I find that unfortunately very, short-sighted, because you cannot force even God's plan, Even if you believe that it's God's plan, you cannot force it.
Let it happen in its own time.
Yeah.
So last time, speaking about plans, we talked about a documentary that Michael Moore has just made and come out called Sicko. And we commented on Al Gore's documentary last time, so we wanted to give Michael equal opportunity.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so I'm quite interested to hear what you've got to say, and I'm probably going to rent it tonight so that I can get my own opinion on it.
I'm sending out a newsletter with a link to to the presentation. You can watch it online. I'm sure it's well worth it. So. You can watch it on YouTube, and you can watch it on some other video presentations online. But sure, go see it on the big screen. It's a lot more fun seeing it really big. Well, both Al Gore and Michael Moore are pushing the liberal agenda, strange enough. And although I'm really a very I would say I'm very soft-hearted when it comes to social issues. Like, I really do help people, and I do all kinds of charity, and I do all kinds of volunteering, and I put my time into good works. I disagree with where they're coming from. Well, about Michael Moore, it's tactical versus strategic. So Michael correctly, very correctly, identifies in his movie that the health insurance industry is absolutely, completely broken, because there are 50 million people or 47 million people in the United States who are without health insurance, and even those who think who know that they have health insurance and who think they're covered, they're actually not. And Michael shows a whole bunch of wonderfully sickening examples of people, like, a good man, 35-year-old guy who thinks he has an insurance but comes up with some kind of a tumor in his brain, and the insurance adjusters say, well, that would be fine and good, but the treatment that you deserve, well, it's experimental, and no, we're not gonna fund it for you, so no, you can't have. 2 months later, he's dead, right? Or a small example, a woman gets into a car accident, and an ambulance is called, and she's transported into the hospital while in a I don't know, I wouldn't call it coma, but she was unconscious. she's transported into a hospital, and you know, she's attended to. And after the whole thing, the insurance company calls her, sends her a rejection sheet saying the ride in the ambulance is not covered because it was not pre-approved. And
oh,
she's asking,
no.
and she's asking, when was I supposed to get the approval for it? Just
Yeah,
before I got
yeah,
into the accident,
yeah.
or while I was lying in my blood in the stretcher? You know.
That's a pretty good
Anyway,
question.
you know, like those are really strong examples, and Michael does a fantastic job of presenting it and showing it just how absolutely broken the insurance industry is. And I'm thinking about it, well, all right, we should have catastrophic insurance for everybody. He's actually idolizing the British, French, and Canadian health insurance systems, saying, look it, those people actually cover each other, so that if, you know, if in Britain you're having a child, you don't have to pay all kinds of money to have the child delivered, because the national health system, or service they call it, NHS, covers you. You're covered. Same in France, you know, you go there and if you have a health problem, they look after it. And I agree with that. I totally agree that people should be covered. But more importantly than that we should be covered, the point is, what should be covered? Because in Canada, for instance, people are covered, right?
Yep.
But what's covered is the mainstream allopathic medicine. So the good thing is that all the surgery is covered, and I applaud that greatly. You know, if you're in trouble, if you're in a car accident, if you chop off a finger, or if you have a sports injury somewhere doing stupid things, boy, I'm so glad that I can go and be covered for that.
Right. If you break something, it'll get fixed.
Right. And you don't need to worry about it. But I somewhat resent the fact that I'm having to cover the procedures for people who put themselves in danger intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that accident that you could have had on that mountain in the Rockies.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if you actually did the stupid thing and went over and broke your neck and spent the next 25 years in a wheelchair needing a nurse and all of that, I'd resent that, because it's coming out of my pocket to cover that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fortunately, we all pay into that kind of insurance, so we're forced into that plan, and we're forced into covering the stupid behavior of everybody else, including ourselves, of course.
Right, right.
Which is okay. I think that sort of thing in general works. The second part, which I do have a huge problem with, is that they only cover the allopathic medicine. All they cover is drugs from the drug cartel, dispensed mm-hmm. by the MDs and the psychiatrists of this world. How come they don't cover naturopaths? How come they don't cover physiotherapists, chiropractors? And how come they don't cover nutritional supplements? Prevention.
Hmm? That's a question I'd like to know too, because that's a huge savings to an improvement in people's lives.
Well, then what that indicates is that the Canadian health system is far from perfect. And the second thing it tells you is that the companies, or rather that the, I don't know, I shouldn't call them companies, but whatever is in charge of that system, whoever's lobbying the government to manage that system in that particular way, is doing a very fine job of doing it for themselves. And what we know is that the most money is in the pharmaceuticals. We've already learned that, you know, a typical drug that's sold to you, there's only a penny on the dollar. Oh, no, I should say penny per $100 in ingredients. I mean, it's published on our website too, is that, you know, a typical cost of a $100 prescription drug is about a dollar or two.
Yeah.
So there's huge margins in that sort of product, and they can afford to spend big bucks on lobbying. One of the wonderful things that Michael Moore put in his movie is he was showing that there are four lobbyists for every congressman in the Congress that are from the drug industry. Imagine four guys chasing a single congressman, making sure that these people do what they're told. And then he's actually in that movie showing a beautiful thing, the price tags of the kind of money that people take from the drug industry for their re-election campaigns. And these are in hundreds of thousands of dollars. So the question is, never mind that we need a national or nationwide insurance. We do. But what are we going to insure? Are we going to insure the same idiotic stupidity that we're doing already? Chasing of symptoms? Curing nothing? Well, so this is the criticism. This is my criticism of Michael Moore's movie. All he does is he's raising a problem. He says this health insurance industry is broken, and it's managed for the benefit of the pharmaceutical industry in the first place. But like any good 13-year-old teenager who says, I don't like this, this is broken, when you come back to saying, well, how would you fix it? There's just long silence.
No answer.
So I guess I should call it a perfect initial step in a nationwide debate about what should be done. My big concern is that the debate's going to be directed by the dollars that are required to have that debate. So in the media, it's going to be the drug cartel doing their thing. You can already see that on television because more than 50% of all advertising on television is already for drugs. So if that's the medium in which most people communicate, we're in big trouble, because what we're going to get is a nationwide debate about that we should insure more people. So this next presidential election in the United States is going to run with that one topic. What are you going to do about the nationwide universal insurance? And the Democrats are going to get elected because they are going to say, we're going to introduce a nationwide universal health insurance. And the drug cartel is going to run with it and say, yes, that's what we want. We want universal insurance for everybody, for our products. Thank you very much. And only our product.
Right. Well, it's like if you can get the government to pay for the consumption of your product instead of the population, you're set, right?
You just gave yourself a paycheck. You just gave yourself a huge paycheck.
Yeah. And nobody's going to lobby for vitamin C, you know, or blueberries. As you know, I love blueberries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, for everyone to get a pound of blueberries a day, and that would be all the vitamin C and probably a whole bunch of other things, phytonutrients that they need to make a huge difference in their lives.
Yeah. No, instead you're going to get a lobby from the big agribusiness for corn and wheat so that you can have honey bunch Cheerios or something like that for your breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Sweetened with corn syrup. Oh.
It's kind of you.
I tell you.
But they all work together, right? The corn syrup is very, very cheap, make a lot of money on it, and then the drug companies get to give you the diabetic drugs that you're going to need to live after you've had all that stuff. And
huge business, yeah. And diabetes. Gosh, diabetes is on the rise in the United States in phenomenal, alarming ways. And it's mostly caused by the huge consumption of the, I can't think of the name of it, but it's the corn syrup, the high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
And that's, I mean, you can't taste it, other than that it makes things sweet, and it's just supplying a huge number of calories for nothing. For nothing, only that it makes the food more addictive, so you want to eat more of it. Oh, Lord. So what about this world that we live in? You know, I believe that the only way out of it is education. And I pray that the internet is the medium through which we could actually help educate people.
Well, and that's the goal and the reason why we do what we do, right?
Yeah.
Is to help people think a little bit differently about their health and maybe a little more strategically about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I remember I was watching the Canadian election debate before this past, well, I guess it's about a year and a half ago now, when the Liberal candidate, Paul Martin, is standing there and saying, I will fight for universal Canadian health insurance. And I want to have a plan where nobody can get ahead of the line and where everybody is getting the same care. We want universal and not two plans, one for the rich people and one for the other ones. And I was thinking about it and I thought, you know, this is so wrong. There already are two systems. The one that's the government-insured allopathic medicine, and then there is the naturopathic medicine that actually cures and heals people. But for that one, you have to pay.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking it slightly differently because we're so close to the US border and if you need something, it can be like I know a fella who actually lives in Vernon, your hometown.
Yeah.
He waited 13 months for triple bypass surgery. And when he actually went, it was a quadruple bypass surgery. And I thought, I can't believe that he got worse in that year. But of course, they made no changes to his lifestyle. And so he had to wait 13 months. But there are people that say, you know what, I'm not going to wait 13 months. And they'll just go across the border into the States and get the operation done. They'll pay 5,000, 10 grand, whatever it is.
Oh, this one is more expensive. This one would be like 25 to 50.
25, 50, you know, well, it's my life. I don't care, right? Sort of thing.
Right. Sure, I don't want to be dead.
That's right. I don't want to be dead. And so he, you know, so I mean, I've always felt there is two systems. One is you just go somewhere else and get it done right away, and the other one is you wait.
Well, that's just simply management of the input, but the strategic thinking is what should you do? And imagine if this guy had spent the $25,000 on good drinking water, superfoods, and gym membership.
Yeah, and stopped eating pies and donuts.
Oh, even that. But even just this other stuff, you know, just the dollars. Imagine, I mean, a bottle of Exela is $50. Okay, $50 a month is $600 a year, right?
Yeah, that's
Okay,
easy.
yeah, 6,000 every 10 years,
Well,
and
I pay a hundred
that is,
bucks a month for my medical insurance.
yes. Well,
So
that's your catastrophic insurance, just in case you fall off your bike and break your neck.
that's right. So if I can pay that, I think I could pay $50.
Right. But in America, you would be paying something like $600 or $1,200 for your health insurance if you were self-employed. Because that's the true price of it. You know, in Canada, you pay that much as well through your other taxes. You know, in British Columbia, where you live, 79% of the cost of the health insurance is collected through general taxes, not through the health insurance premiums. So.
Right. Yeah, we don't even see all the money that goes into it.
No, it just comes off the top. Well, you're probably not a good example because you're probably self-employed now and you don't pay huge amounts of taxes, right?
That's true.
But all of the people who...
I did. I have
Oh
for many years I
yeah, I'm sure you did
did.
your part when you were the wage slave at the grocery store chain.
That's right. I did for sure.
Yes. Well,
So,
so here's Martin telling the world, thank you, Michael Moore, for opening up a debate about the national health insurance. There should be such a thing, but
yes.
please focus on what you're insuring as opposed to that you're insuring people as well. If we don't have that debate at the same time, all you're going to end up with is a system like the Canadians have, and that is pretty broken too.
That's true. That's true. So, sum it all up. You saw Sicko. Do you recommend everybody see it, Martin?
Absolutely. Oh God, go see it. You must.
Okay. And then after you've
And
seen it, what?
think critically.
Think.
Think critically, seek solutions. Understand that that is just one part of the whole problem.
Right. And once you've seen it, what do you think the first step someone should do would be?
Oh, call, well, you decide how you're going to vote. Call the people that you're, get political, get involved. I think either there has to be a full-on revolution, which I don't really advocate because that gets bloody and awful, or get involved in the political process. Contact the senators, contact the congressmen, contact your, if you're in Canada, your MLA and MP, and tell them what you think. Tell them what you want. When they understand what you want, and if they don't do what you want, you will not vote for them. They'll want to do what you want.
That's true. When people start talking, the politicians do listen. And
Absolutely.
sometimes we don't think that they do, but they really do.
Oh, they do. They do.
Cool.
So
All
that's my.
right. So that's your rant for this week.
Yes, sir.
Head
So.
over and see Sicko by Michael Moore.
And if you don't decide that you start doing some prevention, I just don't know about you, brother.
You're listening to the wrong podcast if you don't believe that you can prevent cancer and heart disease and diabetes and everything else and live a healthy, strong, vibrant life on a healthy, strong, vibrant planet.
Scott, you said it well.
Thank you.
This is Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
And if you want to leave a comment on today's podcast, head over to lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com because we'd love to get your questions, your comments. Let us know what you're thinking. And we appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to listen to us. More, if you want to get more information about any of the things that we've been talking about, head over to www.life-enthusiast.com because we've got hundreds and thousands of pages on disease information, health education, all in newsletter archives, just a whole pile of great information that will help you on your journey strategically.
And if you really want to ream me out for something I've said, call me at 1-866-543-3388. This is Martin, ready for you.
and don't hesitate to call that number if you just want to say, yeah, Martin, love listening to you every week and hearing what you've got to say.
And especially call that number if you're ready to buy some of the products, like the green superfoods.
That's right. I can't live without it. All right. Talk to you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.